There are signs of revitalization all over New Orleans. Houses are being rebuilt, hotels reopened. But the reconstruction masks some lingering problems for the city's economy. Many of the city's employers have yet to return, and the vital tourism industry is still limping along. New Orleans is doing its best to lure businesses to the city, but the city's problems are still scaring some people away. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
To Andy Coplin, executive director of the Louisiana Recovery Authority, it may be hard to overestimate the damage that Hurricane Katrina did to New Orleans' economy.
This economy in New Orleans was fundamentally upended. It was shut down. You know, the city was underwater in different parts for 53 days, you know, at one point or another. There was a mandatory evacuation, not just pre-storm, but for weeks after the storm. Folks literally could not come back to their homes, their businesses, to start back up.
Businesses that did come back often have had trouble regaining their footing.
Because I don't have much room, I have to go with this one.
The little black swivel?
Yes.
Okay, we can order that.
Okay.
Frankie and Johnny's has been selling furniture on St. Claude Avenue since 1971. It's one of the few stores that have come back to the neighborhood since Katrina. But business is down 40%. Owner Johnny Trapani says a lot of the houses in the neighborhood have been abandoned.
The St. Claude and Franklin on up to the lakefront is... I'm sure it's about only 30% people came back there.
And were they your customers then?
A lot were my customers, yes. A lot of customers I had in New Orleans East are gone. I had a lot of customers down in Ninth Ward, which are gone.
The story is similar throughout the region. Half of New Orleans' publicly traded companies have left the city since Katrina. Healthcare and higher education have taken big hits. Tourism is faring somewhat better, partly because popular attractions like the French Quarter were spared flooding. But Melvin Rodrigue of Galatoire's Restaurant says negative publicity has made it hard to attract major conventions and cruise ships.
I do quite a bit of travel and regularly get asked, you know, what about the standing water? There's no standing water. There hasn't been any since the end of September of 2005.
But if overall economic activity is down, there are also some surprising success stories.
So we're going to probably have to spend a day or two reaching out to some of these sites, just filling them out, maybe just going to
when
them
When Katrina
ourselves.
Struck, Eric Morgan knew his media buying firm downtown would lose business. One of his clients, a casino boat, actually sank in Lake Pontchartrain. But he's gained lots of new clients, construction and home furnishing companies, places capitalizing on the rebuilding boom.
It's, you know, something that no one expected to have happened in this, you know, the economy to bloom like this. But it has, and it's been a positive thing for at least our industry.
Morgan is sitting in his cubicle, which is decorated with Mardi Gras beads and a satellite photo of Katrina right before it hit land. His only problem these days, he says, is recruiting employees.
One company we work with is a recruitment firm I talked to back in April, and they actually said, Eric, we don't think we can help you find anybody. We're trying to find people who moved to New Orleans now for other clients, and we're having a hard time because people's perspective of New Orleans is that it's still down and out.
To economist Tim Ryan, the chancellor of the University of New Orleans, what's happening in the area is a tale of two cities. Billions of dollars in government aid and insurance money is pouring into the city. Ryan says that's created a shortage of workers in fields like construction and home repair, jobs that are often off the books.
And there's tremendous economic activity. It's just not in the same industries that it was before the storm. Some of those industries are coming back and some are not, or at least not coming back very strong.
Ryan says the challenge facing New Orleans now is to create the kind of sustainable economy that will last after the rebuilding money has been spent. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
And our coverage of the Hurricane Katrina anniversary continues online, where you can find a gallery of faces and voices of people who are trying to rebuild.